I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. This is a national conference call for Amazing Grape. We do appreciate everybody's presence on the call this evening. And we want to address a few issues and things that, might be of some benefit to you. Of course, I think most everybody that I've heard chiming in this evening is distributors who are already in the business. But I want to talk to you a little bit tonight instead about the ways in which the muscadine benefits the body. There's a number of ways that it benefits the body, and we hear a lot about the marketing and about muscadines all over the country, but I wanted to give you a little bit of information from the research and the studies and everything and how, and from our own research over the years. My name is Paul Hopkins. I'm the owner of Amazing Grape and here to serve every one of you. And we certainly hope that your experience with Amazing Grape can continue to grow and be profitable and can be a great benefit to you. But some of the things that people wonder about is the muscadine, and what does the muscadine do for the body? Well, there's a number of nutrients in the muscadine. The researchers at the University of Georgia have established that there are literally hundreds of phenolic compounds or nutrients, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory nutrients, and these are all nutrients. They're all come from a plant-based product, which is what the muscadine is. There's no preservatives, there's no additives, there's no drugs, there's nothing there to produce anything that would be harmful as far as a side effect or anything like that. We do hear that there are some people allergic to grapes. We don't think this is very much at all, but for those people who may be allergic to grapes, they may want to consider starting, you know, very shortly, just, you know, take a little bit of it to start with and see how they get along. If there's any reaction or anything, then they could back off of it or either back off completely. Some of the things that are contained in the muscadine grape that are more prevalent that make up a lot of its content is what we call proanthocyanidins. These are actually what they call OPCs. They are beneficial nutrients, and they fall in the bioflavonoid category. There is ellagic acid, which has been considered for a long time. It's usually found in the red raspberry, and it is known to be a very good thing to fight against cancer. There is quercetin, which has been known for many, many years to as a natural element to fight against allergies. There are a number of acids and catechins. There are a lot of other nutrients that are very beneficial. But one of the things that you hear so much in the news today about is resveratrol, and you'll also hear about antioxidants. Well, I want to address both of those tonight. The resveratrol is usually or is more harvested more from what is called a Japanese knotweed. Now, a lot of people have the Japanese knotweed. They get the resveratrol from it. We also have resveratrol in a red wine grape. These are bunch grapes, wine grapes, cluster grapes. All of those type of grapes have only 19 pairs of chromosomes, and the muscadine has 20 pairs of chromosomes, but there is much more resveratrol. In fact, there's over 44 times as much resveratrol, which is considered great for anti-aging. The CBS Morning Program was talking very recently that this is going to be one of the greatest new elements for discovery and for research in the fight against Alzheimer's is the resveratrol that is found in a red wine. Well, it's found actually much more in the muscadine grape. But when you look at dietary supplements, that's what we're doing. This is what this product should be considered. It's not a drug. It has nothing to do with drugs. And so we want to look at it as a dietary supplement. And when you consider that, you're looking at it as a food. You're also looking at it as a thing that has been shown to be generally accepted as safe. In most dietary supplements, that's the category that they fall under, is things that are generally accepted as safe with the FDA. Now, if you look at the things that are contained in a dietary supplement, as far as the ingredients, you'll find that these can include a combination of any of the following substances: a vitamin, a mineral, an herb or other botanical, an amino acid, a dietary substance for use by man to supplement the diet by increasing the total dietary intake of enzymes or tissues from organs or glands, or a concentrate or extract, those type of things. And usually they are safe for the human body. The FDA wants to keep this simple. They want something that is going to be well known. They don't want hidden ingredients. They don't want things to be in there that is not disclosed on the label. Well, we tell people exactly what's in our product. It's nothing in there but muscadine, grape, seed, and skin. It is in a vegetable capsule. So some people is much more wanting that rather than one that is made from a bovine or a cattle substance or things like that. Now, whenever that we distribute these, we distribute them out with a money-back guarantee, but we also have to put the FDA warning on the label, which some people object to it. We feel like that it's a disclaimer that they require, and it's required by law for anybody who puts out any kind of dietary supplement. And it says, this statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Now, those people who have worked with herbs for many years feel like that it is a greater situation for the human body to try to prevent disease. But we can't guarantee that our product prevents a particular disease, because there's no way that you or I can know and determine all of the factors that have to do with everybody that we deal with out there. We don't know all of their metabolic system. We don't know what all that they have actually been ingesting. We don't know what kind of conditions or what kind of pollutants that they may have in their body. So there's no way that we can guarantee an effect or guarantee that something is going to be beneficial to the point of stating a claim or a fact about it. So that's why that we put this on there. It is not meant to make any direct statement or that we're trying to cure something. We do believe that the supplements, the known minerals and nutrients and amino acids and antioxidants and all of the wonderful nutrients that are found in the muscadine grape is more of the nutrients that the body needs to repair itself or to give the body the building blocks to repair itself or to make itself well. And I think this is a good time for us to mention the antioxidants, because that gives you a better picture maybe of what I'm trying to explain here. Whenever that you take antioxidants into your body, you are trying to fight against or to give the body the nutrients so that it can actually help to heal or to regenerate itself or to correct some situation that it is encountering. The one thing that I tell about antioxidants, and I have a dear friend who is a naturopathic doctor who has given us some mental pictures of what antioxidants are and what they do in the body. A good example of oxidation is whenever you peel an apple, you lay the peeling down, and within just a few minutes it starts to turn brown. Same thing with a banana peel. And anything like that, it's because it is actually oxidizing. Whenever the oxygen, whenever the air is hitting it, it has begun to oxidize. Well, that's what happens all over the body, all day, every day. Dead cells or cells that are no longer useful, have been regenerated, they oxidize off of the body and out of the body every day. But the ones that cause problems are those which actually sort of mutate. And the reason they mutate is because they're damaged. What damages them? The things that damage your cells are pollution, chemicals, all kinds of preservatives and different things that we either put in our body, on our body, we absorb into our body, we breathe into our body. And there's a great number of things that cause damage to the body that we come in contact with or we take into our body every day. Now, when you describe what the cell situation is, this has always been a very close subject to me because I think it gives you a better picture of the entire human body. If you just understand one cell in the human body, you can understand a lot about good health, in my estimation. The way that I describe that is, now, I have to have a little fun out of Mr. Burgess down there, but he's a good mathematician, but I understand that there's 27 trillion cells in the human body. And I haven't counted them this week. Now, maybe Bill counted them last week, but it's a right smart of cells in the human body. Now, they're microscopic, but if you could take one of those cells and if you could make it as big as a beach ball or if you could make it even bigger and you could just look inside of it and you could see all the little systems that are spinning around inside of that cell, you would see from 500 to 5,000 little tiny systems spinning around in there, each one of them requiring nutrition. And when I say nutrition, I'm talking about minerals, mineral acids, amino acids, nutrients, all kind of vitamins and things that they need that are produced naturally by plants. And they need that in order for the body to be healthy and for that cell to be healthy. Now, if one cell's healthy and the others are healthy, you'll be a healthy person. Well, whenever that those little electrons on those little systems that are spinning around inside the cell, whenever that they get diseased or whenever that they don't get the proper nutrition, the little electrons break off of them, and they reach over to the next cell. They're trying to get some more of those nutrients, some more of those electrons. And when they do, they damage the cell beside of it, because they take away something from it. The same way with the next cell and the next. And first thing you know, it is turned into something that is bad for the body. Quite often, it ends up being turning into cancer, or what is known as cancer. Now, this is a simple explanation of this thing, but the mutation that is caused by this is usually what causes the body to turn into something that is not beneficial, or what is known as cancer. Now, whenever that you give the body antioxidants, which the muscadine grape is just loaded, it's one of the most, according to Brunswick Laboratories, it is one of the strongest antioxidants that you can take into your body. Antioxidants are known as something like orange juice or vitamin C, or things that we've known about in the past. When they first come out with the OPCs and when they first come out with the studies on pycnogenols, they talked about pine bark. The Indians have used the powdery substance on the backside of pine bark. They would scrape it off, and they would take it, and they would get over so many things. And so it's well known that the benefits of these antioxidants are very beneficial to the body in helping it to heal. But my doctor friend that describes this says that when the body is given large doses of antioxidants, the antioxidants go in, and they have an enormous amount of these little electrons. And so when a cell is beginning to be damaged, it reaches over, and instead of taking the electrons from the cell next to it, it takes the electrons from the antioxidants. And when it takes those electrons from the antioxidants, it repairs itself, or it gives itself the nutrients to be healthy, and so the cell remains healthy. And so my doctor friend says that when you give the body antioxidants and the cells utilize them and take the electrons from the antioxidants, that actually the antioxidant is actually giving up its life in order for the cell to be healthy. And my doctor friend says, if you don't get the picture, I do. Because what it's doing is that antioxidant is giving up its life, and you've added that antioxidant to your diet. You've taken in some good nutrients. You can get antioxidants from a number of sources. Most all of them is plant-based. That's the way God intended to bring up the nutrients through the root system and into the plant itself, mostly in herbs is what we're talking about here. And when that plant nutrients comes up through the roots, it comes up in such a small particles that it can actually go into the cell and feed the cell. It's what they call ionic form. Now, whenever that you take vitamins and minerals that have been manufactured synthetically or been manufactured in a factory, most of the time the nutrients, the minerals, the all of the things that are in there are in such large particles that they're actually bigger than the cell. And so whenever that the cells, you know, it can't get inside of the cell, the body has to break that down, and it takes a while for the body to break it down. And most of the time, those kind of synthetics are flushed right out down through the body and out in the toilet, and before the body has time to break them down and use them. So plant-based nutrients have been found down through the ages to be the best way for your body to get the antioxidants and get the nutrients, get the minerals, the amino acids, the things that the body needs in order to support and nourish all of those cells in the body so that you are healthy. This is what the doctors in the medical community calls a state of homeostasis, or a projection, or a consider yourself to be at a point of normalcy, that your body is normal, that it is healthy. And so we want to give the body those good building blocks, those good nutrients and everything, so that the body can help to support itself. Now, there are some herbs and some minerals that are more likely to support the heart. There are some that are more likely to support the liver. There are some that are more likely to support the lungs. There are some that are more likely to support the glands, some that are more likely to help cleanse and purify the blood. And they are all have been studied for years and years by researchers and by a number of people who this is that been made their life work, like Dr. Otto Warburg and a number of other very well-known nutritional doctors and researchers and everything down through the years. And they found out where that the best place to get these minerals and nutrients and everything, and they found out how much that they did to help certain areas of the body. This also comes from naturopathics and from the studies of homeopathy and things like that. But when the researchers at the University of Georgia put together a book on the muscadine grape, they had found it to have such a tremendous amount of nutrients, such a tremendous amount of things that it does for the body. And so they put together a bibliography of the different studies that have been done all over the country, and they come up with literally hundreds of papers that have been written and researches that have been made on the antioxidant strength, on the different medical discoveries that have been made that are connected with both the heart studies, blood studies, cancer studies, urology studies, just so many studies that have been done all over the years, and this is mostly since the year 2000, that these studies have been done, and they have found out that there's more nutrients, there's more antioxidants, there's more good stuff in the muscadine grape than in any other fruit or vegetable in the whole world. Now, that's not to say that it's perfect. That's not to say that it has everything. It's not something that you could go out and tell people, oh, this will fix anything you got wrong with you. We don't want them to look at it from that standpoint. We just look at it as being the most versatile product that we've ever come across, because Dr. Vitalin over at Major University here locally done a talk on this, and she said that, you know, you can take some really good nutrients from an orange. You can take some really good nutrients from perhaps an apple, or you can take some nutrients from some special berry that has been found somewhere in the world. And you can take some nutrients from some exotic plant, and you can put them all together in a product, and they will have a beneficial effect. You know, they are nutrients, and they will be beneficial. But she says your body can tell the difference, because each different thing that is out there, such as an orange or an apple or a berry, every one of them has the nutrients and the nutrient content in that product or in that plant or fruit, it has a synergy about it. There are nutrients that work together with other nutrients in that to give you the benefit of it. Well, if you put several of them together and put them in the body, they just don't quite have the synergy. They don't work together in the same way. But the muscadine grape has been known to fight off a lot of diseases and everything. That's why you see the little specks on it. And whenever that they've done all their studies on it, they found that there is such an enormous synergy in the muscadine grape that those nutrients are working together. There may be a dozen antioxidants and two dozen nutrients that are working together to help the heart. There may be other antioxidants and other nutrients, and maybe some of the same and some different ones, that work together to help the liver. And there are some that work together to help the blood. There is a number of doctors and people have told me already that they don't have definitive studies on it yet, but they believe that there's actually something happening in the physiology of the blood, something going on very deep in the blood that maybe the scientists haven't even got to yet. But we know what it's doing for people medically. It is doing a lot. There's a lot of people that are letting me know that it is having a great effect on things like congestive heart failure, things like blood-borne diseases. And the National Institute of Health did a study on the grape seed, and they said that it actually killed leukemia cells. So there is a number of studies out there. There is a number of studies where the National Institute of Health, I think, done the study that says that it will kill prostate cancer cells. And so, you know, these are studies. They're not totally definitive yet. They've not been, you know, totally concluded yet. So we can't make those guarantees, but we find them very interesting and very wonderful that the muscadine can do so much for the human body, that it can do so much to support the human body in a way that you don't have to go and buy a bottle of this nutrient and a bottle of that nutrient and a bottle of this and a bottle of that and a bottle of something other else. You could buy all these nutrients in a health food store, but you might be taking 30 or 40 bottles of stuff every day or of capsules of different nutrients, and yes, they would be good nutrients, but you might be spending $300 or $400 doing that. Whereas with the muscadine grape, we have set up a product called Amazing Grape, and that product consists of nothing but muscadine grape seed and skin in a product together with no preservatives, and you can get your bottle of product with full month supply for a simple retail price of $33. You can go in a health food store and you can buy a vinifera grape, or the bunch grapes, you can buy 100 milligrams in a capsule for about $29.95 in most health food stores that I've checked in. They have 50 milligrams for anywhere from $16 to $19.95, and 100 milligrams for about $29.95 in most stores. Now, we have 650 milligrams of pure ground-up seed and skin mixture in a proprietary blend. We have blended together what we think is the right amount of each one of them for the human body, and we're finding that people are getting tremendous results with what it's doing for the body. And we have doctors who have told us that it will actually reverse diabetes, that they've done their own clinical trials on it, and that it actually reversed diabetes in 80% of their patients. And so we know that there's a lot of research going on. There's continuing research. And that's what we're committed here at Amazing Grape to do for you as distributors, as consumers, is to continue to bring that research to you. And we don't bring that research to you to say that this is going to cure this or it's going to do that. We just want you to take that research use your own understanding and your own judgment to make up your own mind and to tell your friends and family and people that they can make up their own mind. But if they got the research there, they can have a much more informed decision to tell people about the muscadine and what it does for the body. And we do believe that if you continue to take it, you're going to see some great benefits in the body. It's going to help with a lot of things that maybe you or I don't even realize. And so medically, we believe that since there's so much research out there, that it is going to be helping the body. We don't expect everybody to feel great or, you know, really get a charge out of the product or feel like it's really doing better for them, although we've had a number of people to tell us that it makes them feel so much better, that they feel more like working, that they feel better than they felt in years. They feel alert, and they feel like that they can do their job proficiently and everything and do what they're supposed to. So these are great benefits that we find with it and a little bit of what we have found from the research. We hope this will be beneficial to each of you, and we want you to continue to grow with us. We have a number of changes that we're making. We're doing a lot of reprogramming and working on the programming for the computer system and for all the things that we can do to bring more tools to you, bring a much more user-friendly program to you. We want to continue to expand and to help you grow your business, and we will continue to strive to do that. That having been said, I appreciate everybody being on the call tonight, and I'd like to know, for the ones of you that is on here, the information I presented tonight, do you have any questions about that research information that I might help to clarify, or if I didn't make myself clear on some of it, if you have any questions? Well, you've been a very good audience tonight, because I haven't heard a peep out of you all. No, I've heard some chiming in and some people coming on the call. We didn't have time, perhaps, to get all of you to announce yourself. But we do appreciate everybody being on the call tonight, and we're always here at your service. Just give us a call anytime that we can help you, and we will try to answer any further questions. We'll try to help you with your business any way that we can. We appreciate all of y'all calling in and being on the call tonight. And I hope you can tell your friends about it. We will maybe address some of the business aspects of the business at another call. So we appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. We're going to say to you all a good night.
Good night, Mr. Paul, wherever you are.
Thank you, sir.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.